and we'd eventually arrive at this manuscript. And we submitted that as a paper called a registered report to eLife. So eLife Sciences is this open access journal that we're collaborating with on this project. They're peer reviewing everything. And so this is this publication format that we're promoting here at the Center for Open Science. So it's kind of fun to use it in this project called Registered Reports, where it's very similar to how clinical trials have a registration done before they, you know, usually before they conduct the study. We're doing the same thing, but at that preclinical level. And really, you can do it for any research, which is, what do we plan to do before we do it? And so we had written that whole thing out, and then we sent it to them, and then they formally review it. They peer review our procedure. So now the original author gets invited in, but so does a statistician, and so do other experts in the field. They all look at the design. How many samples are you going to use? What's the procedure? You know, are you considering X, Y, Z? And so we go through peer review, not on the results, not on what we did, but what we're about to do. And once that's done, they published it. So they basically, that's our registration. And then the green light goes, and we can actually begin the experiments. And then the lab kind of goes through that, and then we get to the point where we can write up the final results, which you have. So that's the quick, still slightly long summary of what happened. And there's tons of exciting little nibbets in there in terms of the approach that happened.